Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Welcome to All Rather Mysterious, the podcast that aims to unlock the mysteries of the past, review films with the key of fact. My name is John Rain, points at David this time.
My name is David Reed.
Points at Eleanor.
Why did I go last?
Because you ruined the last one.
My name is Eleanor Morton.
Because you were eating or drinking or whatever it was.
That's one of my charms.
Well, you next time you'll have to do better, then you'll go back into your place. David is now above you in the table.
Okay. Yes.
Please join us as we present to you mysteries that have baffled the world and puzzled the minds of the very best. Today we bring you Closure. Now, usually at this point we'd have a bit of a banter section, but I think maybe everyone's had a bit of a banter withdrawal.
Oh, really? Do you think it's getting unentertaining?
I'm worried that our graceful listeners might be worried that we're talking too much about things that aren't mysteries.
They should tweet us and tell us.
Yeah, in that case, how's everyone's week going?
Week.
Right.
No, I mean, same old, same old. Yeah. Nothing's changed.
Okay, just tick banter.
Yeah.
Done. Okay, well, this week I'd like to talk to you both and all you at home about the Hopkinsville Goblins.
I'm excited about this. I haven't heard of this. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
It's very exciting.
Yes. It better be.
It is. The year is August the 21st.
Very good. Yeah, I see what you did there.
Thanks. 1955.
Okay.
And they're in a place called...
Nearly 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right. See, I was going to do that, and then I thought David's going to say that.
So I'll do the date rapport first. Yeah. That's our rapport we have.
Yeah, underlying. Mm. Yeah.
yes. Write that down. Rapport. It's important we remember.
Is that with a T on the end?
Yes.
I'm writing it down.
Any rapport in a storm. In the early evening of August the 21st, 1955, two families that had been staying at a farmhouse owned by the Sutton family near to the small community of Kelly, Christian County, arrived at the Hopkinsville police station.
Sorry, where is this?
Christian County in Kelly. It's in America, by
it's
the way.
It's in America, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know exactly where.
Okay.
I should have looked that up, but I couldn't be asked. They claimed they had spent several hours defending themselves. I'd like to imagine, the way I'm reading this, that if it was on telly, there'd be a reconstruction with the subtitle reconstruction in the top corner. They claimed they had spent several hours defending themselves and their home from attack by a small group of strange creatures.
Oh.
Billy Ray Taylor.
It's in Kentucky, John. I've just
thank
Googled
you. It's in Kentucky. Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
Elmer Sutton and Billy Ray Taylor in the farm described a flying saucer descending from the sky and landing in a nearby field, which Taylor had initially witnessed after leaving home to retrieve water from the nearby pump. Mm. The family dog began to bark aggressively before retreating beneath the house, where it would remain until the morning. They said a group of between 12 and 15 small figures began to appear around the house, scuttling up to the doorway or peering in through the windows. Terrified, both men took up the only firearm in the house, firearms, a shotgun and a 22 rifle, and began firing at the intruders.
Of course you would. As soon as you see a school bus of children, you just start opening fire, don't you?
Well, you would in America.
And it's nighttime as well, so...
Yeah, you're right.
They'd all be in bed. So they began firing, reporting that they successfully held them off for a number of hours before the frightened families made a break for the police station. So the matriarch of the family, recorded only as Mrs. Lankford, was the one to make the decision to stop shooting, observing that the creatures had not actually come into the house.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, and no one had actually seen any.
That's right. Don't spoil it. But she hadn't come into the house, and she's obviously said, look, guys, they're just looking in the windows. It's fine. You don't need to shoot them.
Yeah, we can get in all sorts of legal fudgy-wudginess. You shoot people who aren't in your house.
Like that man in the who shot those burglars a few years ago.
Exactly.
Tony Martin.
Yes.
What happened there?
Two kids came into his house and he shot them.
But then they were like, you can't shoot people in your house.
And where then, can you shoot them?
In their house.
Okay. Yeah.
You have to make them drive you to their house, and then you shoot them.
Is there a Spike Milligan story about him shooting someone who was breaking into his shed?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Maybe.
I mean, I'm half remembering it, so it's probably apocryphal. But he found a guy breaking into his shed trying to steal his lawnmower, and he said, "Wait there," and he went away and got a shotgun and came back and shot him in the legs.
I mean, we can all picture it, can't we?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
And isn't that what it's
He tried to stab Peter Sellers.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, actually.
Yeah,
he turned up on Peter Sellers' doorstep with a knife or something.
Yeah, and tried to stab him.
He was having an episode.
To be fair, they had a weird relationship. Because that story about... Milligan tells that story about when Sellers picked him up in the middle of the night and said he needed his help. And he made him get in the boot of his car. And he drove him around for half an hour, and then he got out and said, "Did you hear any noises?" And he said, "No." And he goes, "Oh, I must have imagined it then."
What?
I mean, that's terrifying.
He wanted him to hear if the car was making a noise.
Wow. I feel sorry for Harry Secombe, just stuck in the middle of this, being a very nice
normal man. Anyway. We're doing it again. The creatures were described as much shorter than a human and monkey-like in their appearance, possessing long arms and clawed hands, webbed between the fingers. Their large eyes glowed unnaturally, and long ears protruded from the sides of their head.
Okay. Like Shrek.
Like Shrek. Or the donkey and Shrek together.
Yeah.
Donkeys, dragon babies.
Exactly. That is weird, isn't it?
It's a really weird bit.
I mean, we're supposed to skate over that as a children's film, but it's just...
How would logistically...
Yeah. No, look, like, species can interbreed, but their children are infertile, which is a tragic subtext to Shrek 2.
Well, I mean, it's in the later sequels, so no one's seen them.
Yeah, well, I've seen them all, mate.
You've seen them all?
Well, I've got a toddler.
Oh, of course. Yeah. So after Sutton and Taylor finished recounting their experience to the sheriff... A force of 20 police officers accompanied the group back to the farm, including members of the police, state troopers, deputy sheriffs, and military police from nearby Fort Campbell. Despite a thorough search of the surrounding area, believe it or not, police were unable to find any tracks or blood that might have come from the creatures, finding only bullet holes in nearby trees to suggest an innocent incident had taken place. While there were no sightings of a flying saucer either, one officer reported witnessing a meteor shower overhead. So after the police left at 2 a.m, the family later reported that the creatures reappeared twice more that night. The first time, a window was destroyed by gunfire after one was seen looking in, and one appeared again a little after 4 a.m. before finally disappearing for good. Sheriff Russell later opined that the families were clearly shaken, and he believed that they experienced something frightening, as well as claiming that the group were normally unlikely to contact the police for any reason.
You know what I think's happened here, John? I think I've solved it. Okay. If you've got more info, I'd like you to come forward.
Okay, I have got a bit more info.
Okay.
The story rapidly gained traction in the media, with lots of local publications. While the general description remained reasonably consistent, size estimates varied significantly, and it was during this explosion in press coverage that the description of green skin appears to have been added. A number of similar sightings were reported, including a report from teenagers in nearby Evansville who reported seeing a group of 10 creatures on the roof of their high school before driving them off by throwing rocks at them.
Okay, so it's captured the public imagination, and everything from that point is bullshit.
Yeah,
that's pretty solid theme in truth discovering.
Mm.
It was 1955, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that puts the kibosh on my theory, I'm afraid.
Hey. Was it going to be Close Encounters of a Third Kind?
No, it was going to be punk kids. I'm not saying there weren't any punk kids in 1955, but if it was later than 1955, say 1995, the era of El Chupacabra, then projectors and a DVD of Gremlins projected onto their window to freak out the duffy old folk who don't know anything would have been a very funny prank, I think.
Well, there's a few theories.
Yeah, right. Do they involve the film Gremlins in a projector?
No, I'm afraid not, no. Yeah. One is that the creatures were, in fact, great horned owls.
It's always owls.
15 of them.
15 great horned owls.
Everything.
Which would be consistent with the description of the large yellow eyes and pointed ears. And actually, the tufts of feathers on the owls' heads that are like the ears are called plumicorns.
Oh, lovely.
Nice. That's nice.
More outlandish explanations included a silver-painted monkey having escaped from a zoo or a circus.
15 of them.
15 of them, or even the surviving simian participants of a test rocket flight.
Wow.
I mean, they're not so much explanations as just adding more nonsense to the pile of nonsense.
Wild grasping in the air.
Yeah.
If you were a circus manager and you'd lost 12 silver painted monkeys, how would you go about asking people if they'd seen them after this? You know,
you couldn't.
Well, I think you'd contact the police, but as soon as the police told you how gunshots had been fired on a farm of startled people, you'd go, "Oh, never mind. No, it doesn't matter. I don't need to. Don't need to."
No,
talk
I said,
to you
I said
about my
donkeys.
Escape.
Donkeys. I said,
I've lost one donkey. But it's all right. It was old.
He wasn't silver. It was silver, blue.
He was a kind of a silver fox. He was a fanciable old donkey.
I saw him with a dragon. I don't know where they went, but he was kind of wisecracking. Does that help?
Yeah.
I think I'm amazed how many times owls get blamed for this shit.
They must be livid.
The owls are the ones who will not be blamed for nothing.
How many identity parades have there been? Like four blokes and an owl.
It was him.
It was number five.
One. Yeah.
You can't hang an owl, as Alan Partridge pointed out. So they're infallible. There is one more theory, by the way.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Okay. Some have suggested the reason for the overreaction of the residents of the Sutton farmhouse is that they were drunk.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they've still been startled by something, or one of them has, and the others have gone along with it.
It's like that bit in Predator where Mac gets spooked, and then they all turn up and start shooting as well.
Yes.
For half an hour.
Or that bit in The Crucible where Abigail starts saying she's possessed by the devil and all the other girls do.
Yeah, mass hysteria.
Because they're all a bit boring.
It sounds like a boring life, not to offend any people.
But they've seen something at the window. I think they've seen something to spook them. An owl. I think one owl has caused all of this.
Mm.
Have I already talked about the staircase on here?
We mentioned it, but we didn't go into details.
Oh, well, just that they blame an owl for it.
They do.
Yeah, and I just think, what is it? Why do owls get such a bad rap in the murder
mystery?
They've
got evil eyes, Eleanor.
They can't blink. Their eyes are just tunnels.
Mm. No, they everyone's eyes are tunnels.
Sorry, no, not that they can't blink. That's wrong. That's fish. they can't move their eyes. Their eyes,
yeah, that's why they turn their head around.
Straight ahead, yeah.
To be fair, with the
fish. So they're haunting. They're very haunting.
The fish thing, they can't blink when you're scuba diving because they're so impressed by your skills.
Well, also, they have a constant wash of saline over their eyes, so blinking would be pointless.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Didn't think about that.
There you go.
Isn't it weird that they call them goblins and not. They didn't just call them aliens?
Yeah, I guess it's because they resembled goblins.
Well, because they had ears, unlike the greys. Oh, yeah. So they wanted their story to have merit, even though they come out of a spaceship, apparently.
Having looked it up, the ears are quite funny.
Oh, were there drawings of them?
Yeah, yeah. There's lots, yeah. There's way too many drawings.
Oh, okay.
Although someone's drawn a sort of little leprechaun here, which is quite fun.
Does it look like Warwick Davis?
It's sort of a bit. It's got quite big eyebrows.
Oh, my God, yeah. They sort of look like Pokemon.
Yes.
Which Pokemon?
Pokemon generally.
Yeah.
Pokemon look very different to one another.
That Pokemon,
do they look like Squirtle or like Bulbasaur?
Neither of those. It looks like Mew.
Mew?
Yes.
That's like a leggy cat.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
Okay.
Nailed it.
And an owl.
So, I mean,
thinking of Mewtwo, I think, not Mew.
I was thinking of Mewtwo.
Who is a leggy cat. Mew is a cuter sort of toy in a Happy Meal cat.
Yeah, it's definitely Mewtwo that it looks like.
You're not
thinking of
Meowth.
I don't know. I mean, it is actually after my time, Pokemon, so I don't know how I've attained so much knowledge about it.
Well, I had to go and watch the film at the cinema with my children.
Okay, I didn't.
Thoughts?
Who knows? I think they've seen something, and I think Owl is the best we've got at the moment, and then they've been spooked.
Hmm.
Have any of them talked about it since?
No.
Because some of them must be still alive.
Well, the community are like selling, as you'd imagine, merchandise and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that could be
fun.
And
there are like little plays you can go and watch, and little kids' shows.
Wow.
I think when the police and the army first turn up and they go, "Now, are you sure?" I think it is entirely natural to double down at that point and start inventing other details.
Yeah.
But then years later, when it's all died down, I think you'd be sort of thrilled it's died down because you know you sort of embellished it all a bit. And it was probably an owl at your window.
Because you know, like you say, when the army say, "So what did it look like?" And then the third bloke will go, "And it had an axe."
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, really big axe.
Did it have an axe? And just go, "Well, this house of cards can't come tumbling down now." Yeah, it had an axe.
It had a bow tie.
And it wasn't one. It wasn't one owl at the window, officer. It was 15.
Yeah.
15? That seems an awful lot. Yeah. It was and they came out of a spaceship. Really?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah, spaceship. 15 of them.
You know what? I will give it to them if it's a baby owl or a featherless owl, because they can look, again with the hairless featherless animals. Weird.
Is this another mange causing hysteria?
I don't know. People are
bloody
pretty
scabies.
I'm just. Oh yeah, no. I just googled owl without feathers, and they look really weird, guys.
Yeah, they
How
not
big to, are their heads?
Not to
bigger
shame.
Than a panda's.
2 inches.
No, but scarier.
Wow.
They look like actual aliens.
And they can sort of rotate their head around, which would be quite scary.
Yeah.
Oh my god, they're terrifying.
They look like Exorcist.
They look like a plucked chicken.
No, but
well,
like a demon
chicken. I guess that
chicken.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Well,
it doesn't look
that.
Like a goblin, though. I mean, if it doesn't have feathers, it doesn't have the ears, does it?
No.
No, that's true.
It's definitely not an owl.
No.
What do you think, John? Have you had put a theory forward?
I think it's the 12 silver-painted monkeys that escaped from a zoo.
that is the one theory that makes a lot of sense.
Because there's one thing we know about monkeys is that you have to invite them in.
Yeah.
That's right.
They won't just come in. They're like vampires in that respect.
But then when they do come in, they shit everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, unlike vampires. I don't remember that being in the Twilight Saga.
No. It might have been. I haven't read it.
No.
Well,
no. I saw Twilight really. Breaking Dawn Part 2 or something for my
Did
film
you?
Podcast. Yeah, I don't know why I dipped in at that point.
For
and it was
podcast,
literally
a right.
wedding.
Yeah.
Is that the one with the creepy baby in it?
Yes.
It's a
creepy.
Wedding and a birth, and that takes 2.5 hours.
With the CG baby.
Yeah,
and,
it was horrible.
And werewolves that turn into actual wolves really badly.
Yeah. Mm.
Masterpiece of our time.
And Michael Sheen, bless him.
Bless him.
Well, how many of which of us have got a house out of the Twilight Saga? None of us.
Not I.
Yeah, exactly. So, but he's laughing in that house right now.
Well, he's got a TV series out of being locked in his house, so
yeah,
he's laughing
exactly.
even more.
my name is Pete Ellison. This is Dave Cribb.
Hello, and we do a podcast called Friends with Friends, as you might have guessed from the music that's playing underneath, which is a sort of lo-fi rendition of the Friends theme tune for rights reasons. We get a different guest on every week on our podcast to talk about their favourite episode of Friends.
And we look through it in excruciating detail. We pick through levels of plots like no one has ever done before.
So if you like Friends, or just listening to people talking, which are both valid activities, do look us up on the old podcast apps and that. Friends with Friends, and we're on Twitter at FriendsWF.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You know what's putting me off about it is that it's not your classic delusional I did see an alien spaceship. Like the fact that they're saying it, they saw goblins is so odd.
Well, this is the 50s, so they don't have the sort of alien frame of reference
it's
we have.
It's pre-space mania.
It's also, you'd be reading, you know, comics and stuff with goblin-y-looking aliens in them.
Green Goblin. Yeah. Was he in the 50s?
No, Spider-Man was started in the 60s.
Oh, then that's that theory done.
Also, interesting that it was aliens and no one got anally probed.
Well, because they had guns.
We know.
Thank God.
That's true. Because you need 12 goblins to lift a man and anally probe him, apparently.
Is that right?
Yeah, you can't do it with two. They're too heavy.
No. Six for each
is
leg.
This,
yeah.
Is this one of the largest sightings of an extraterrestrial? It must be.
It must
How many people were in the house?
At least three.
At least three.
Well,
maybe not them.
With only two guns, what were the others doing?
Shouting and using swear words.
I think whoever had the guns is responsible for seeing the aliens. Because if someone you're in a house with just starts shooting out of the window and doors screaming, you'll probably just believe them.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to go, well, they're not just going to be randomly shooting out of the door in the middle of dinner.
No.
So I think this is all on whoever was holding those guns.
What happened is one, they're drunk. One of them wanders into the living room. His gun accidentally goes off.
Yeah.
The other one runs in and says, "What is it?" And he went, "Oh, I saw an alien." So he starts shooting.
Right. And then the other's shooting at shadows.
Yeah. And then when the police turn up, he says, "Tell him what you told me. I saw an alien." Just the one. No, 12.
12. It was 12. I mean, I wouldn't have shot up my own house for one goblin.
Yeah.
I'm not an idiot.
All right, I only asked.
Maybe it's an insurance scam. Maybe they just wanted to shoot up their shit house.
That's a
have
great
Have either
idea.
Of you ever seen anything in your garden at night time and been like, what the hell is that?
Yes.
But then it was something mundane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it?
It was a fox lying down.
That's weird. You don't see that.
We've got very bold foxes around here.
Oh, everyone does, mate. Mm. Bold as brass.
Yeah.
Getting bolder by the day. They're going to take over soon.
They're going to. We're going to have Planet of the Foxes one day.
Yeah, it's going to smell really bad.
They're going to be really cross with us because of all the biscuits we make out of them.
I didn't. I've not seen anything odd outside my house, but I have scared the shit out of a man.
Well, that's fun.
I was waiting outside someone's flat in Edinburgh, waiting for them to come home. I was supposed to meet them at their flat, and they were running late.
Hmm.
And so I sat down on the front doorstep, but there happened to be a very sort of phosphorus-y street light that bathed everything in that area in one colour. So I completely blended in with the door and the stone and everything. And as this guy, because it was a Marchmont tenement, so there's like, what, six flats with one front door?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
and as he walked up his own front doorstep, suddenly to his eyes the front doorstep and door suddenly morphed into a man before his eyes as I stood up to let him past,
like Jake. He's like,
fucking
face.
Hell. Mm. Yeah, it's quite exciting.
I nearly stepped on a hedgehog on my doormat once.
Oh
yeah. Mm. I don't know why it was there. It wasn't a very good place to sit, but anyway, it's fine.
Did you invite it in?
No, you don't.
Rude.
No, I'm not stupid.
I once saw 12 silver monkeys in my front garden.
What were they doing?
They were looking panicked. They were going, lads, we've got to keep moving.
Yeah,
this is going to come back and bite us.
I just assumed they'd escaped from a zoo or something.
Were they asking for some turpentine to get rid of all the silver paint?
They were, in their own inimitable way. They had a series of buttons they were pressing and bananas were falling out.
Oh.
In a way, it was beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a fun sighting. I mean, obviously, everyone was very scared, but...
Mm.
It's
but for
you
the
know,
listeners at home, please don't paint your monkeys.
No.
It's cruel.
Considering it must be quite boring out in the middle of Kentucky, and considering that during this lockdown, the thing that was the most exciting thing that happened to me all year was that a moth got into our gerbil's cage, and they didn't know what to do about it.
What did the gerbil do about it?
They were just like, what the fuck? They've never seen another animal before.
It?
No, they just sort of freaked out, kind of started running around. Yeah, and then it went out again. But boy, was that exciting.
Underlines how useless they are as animals. Doesn't it? They haven't even got the basic principles to attack a foreign invader.
You can't train them, I will say that.
Plus, they only live about 2 days, don't they?
Yeah, they're so easy to look after, though. This is the thing. You'd never need to give one up. Just to look cute.
I mean, if it wasn't Richard,
just buy a pink cup.
Yeah,
that's cute and easy to look after.
Or a teddy bear and put it in a cage.
Yeah, but neither of those would react if a moth came near it.
No, that's
exactly.
True.
And that was what I'm saying is people get very bored when they've got nothing else to do, and sometimes they hallucinate. 12.
I had a seagull come in my house once.
There you go.
I had a duck in my house.
How did that come in?
The window. It was, and it had shit all over the windowsill because it didn't know how to get back out again.
Right.
A what? Like just a wild duck?
A mallard, yeah.
Oh.
I came downstairs. It was the summer, so we had our back doors open. I came downstairs to get something. And I walked in my living room and it was just sat on the TV stand.
A seagull.
A seagull, and they are enormous.
They're terrifying things. Yeah.
And I didn't want to go near it because obviously they attack people.
Well, I think, yeah, I think being in close proximity to a seagull is as close as we're going to get to knowing what dinosaurs were like.
Absolutely, yeah.
They're properly terrifying.
Yeah.
The only thing keeping the human race alive is that seagulls will not cooperate with one another.
No, that's right.
If they did, we'd be screwed.
I did see one fuck another seagull to death.
Oh my god.
Wow. Where was
what
that?
What apparatus do they have that allows them to fuck a seagull to death?
I don't know, because birds have cloacas, don't they?
Oh no.
Don't they?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. I don't know why I asked it.
No, I don't really understand it. Yeah.
Cloacas.
Yeah.
I'm imagining castanets.
Yeah. It summons that image, doesn't it? But I was walking down the road one day and there was two seagulls on a roof of a house.
Right.
And one was having more fun than the other.
Oh. Right.
And then he flew off. And the other one just sort of slopped down.
Oh, God.
And looked very dead.
You don't know that he fucked it to death. He could have just been fucking it as it died.
Yeah, or it might have been lighting a cigarette.
Well, yeah, it might have been so relaxed that it was just unable to stand.
I mean, I'm told that can happen.
He might have just peaked. He just peaked. He's like, well, that's me. Yeah. We'll not getting better than that.
Again, I'm told that can happen.
My moment on the roof with Gary.
That's what we have to tell ourselves so that we don't get too sad.
Birds are massive rapists.
They are. Ducks especially.
Marine birds especially, I think.
Ducks like, you know, all go in on one. Like multiple ducks go in on one.
I've lived around ducks, as you can tell from my duck story. And the ladies never really seem to be into it.
No.
Again, I'm told that can happen.
The animal kingdom.
Can we talk about films again? What were we talking about?
Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck.
Yeah. Which has got duck breasts.
Oh yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Mm. And he reads a magazine called Play Duck.
That's right. God, that was ill thought through film.
Play Duckling, because it's Play Boy, it's not Play Man. Mm.
That's a good point. It's a very good point.
Yeah,
but that's a bit
Play Mallard. It's a George Lucas film, isn't it?
He produced it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's no Willow. I'll tell you that.
It's not. Right. It's not even a Tucker, His Man and His Dreams.
No.
Right, so going back to the Hopkinsville Goblins, what do you two think?
I'm going for Owl. Owl at the window, spooked lunatic with a shotgun. Everyone else feels compelled to go along with the person now firing at their own walls.
Eleanor?
I like the 12 silver monkeys idea.
I do as well. I'm hoping they had little unicycles.
Yeah, it sounds lovely.
I'm imagining they've got like silver spacesuits on and they've got like little bicycles and little hoops, like hula hoops.
Yeah. Hours of fun.
What if the UFO was the Big Top that had blown away?
Oh my God, in a gale. Yes.
And it landed in a field.
And the guy, the ringmaster's trapped under the rigging and he's like, go and get help, my lovely monkeys.
And shall we take the paint off first? No, there's no time.
And they run to the nearest house and he shoots all of them.
Yeah.
Shoots all of them and the Big Top is carried off by the wind again.
I bet you if you dig up the house, there's a mass monkey grave in there.
Oh, we haven't talked about the dog under the house.
Oh, yeah. He must have been all right.
The dog escaped under the house.
And didn't come out till morning.
Because they were firing guns.
Yeah, yes. That's more like it.
They have crawl spaces and things in American houses, I believe.
Because dogs, it's a well-known fact, dogs are quite scared of loud bangs.
Yes.
Yes.
And yeah, monkeys. They don't build foundations for American houses, do they? They just put them up on breeze blocks.
Yeah.
Do they? Wow.
Yeah.
And they have crawl spaces, which is the lazy way of saying we didn't finish the house.
Yeah. We just raised it above the damp rather than insulated the house against damp.
Mm-hmm.
They basically live on houses on sticks in America.
They do.
Yeah.
Good. Well, in that case, with the way democracy works, the answer is it was 12 monkeys who'd escaped from a Big Top.
Mm-hmm.
Or not escaped from a Big Top, had been thrown from a Big Top, and they were seeking help for their fallen master.
Until they came across some scaredy cat Kentuckians.
Who shot them all to death and buried them in a big hole.
Some Kentucky chickens.
That's it. A neighbour came out and said, what are you guys shooting at? Just as they're, sort of smacking the ground down with a shovel.
Yeah.
And they went, oh, some goblins. And in the background, you can hear someone going, help, help, there's a tent on me.
I've just got an extra bit of evidence to add to that.
Oh, yeah.
Your theory now. Mm-mm. That when was Lord of the Rings written?
In the 50s.
30s.
Right. Oh, yeah. People who were into Lord of the Rings in the 50s were definitely stoners.
Yeah.
So if they'd heard of goblins, they're into that scene, is all I'm saying.
Mm.
So they're just not as reliable witnesses, I think. They're mashed.
It was published in 1954, mashed. David, a year before.
Then.
Bang goes that theory. Unless they were involved in the research for the novels.
Well, if it came out the year before this, then that theory holds water.
Yeah.
They've got to be very on the zeitgeist, though, with their reading.
Because the two sort of hick guys went, I've got my guns. And the other one went, and my axe.
That's right. And picked up the 22.
You cannot take on 12. Axe, you cannot take on 12 silver monkeys. It is a folly.
I don't know enough Lord of the Rings quotes for that.
One does not simply fight 12 silver monkeys.
Cannot do it.
You cannot wield it.
I am no silver monkey.
No.
I will shoot the monkeys in the face.
Help
though
me
I do not know the way.
When they're digging the hole, I'll help you share the load. You must return the monkeys from whence they came. This big hole in the ground.
I feel bad for the monkeys now, even though they almost certainly didn't exist.
They definitely existed.
Sorry.
They're all dead in the ground. And somewhere in a wood in Kentucky, there's the remnants of a giant big top. And a skirt.
The skeleton of a ringmaster whose help never came.
With the top hat on.
Yeah, it's a tragic story. I'm glad we solved it.
Yeah. I think we nailed
Poor Gandalf the ringmaster.
I wonder if he came back in white.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose his skeleton is. Yeah.
His skeleton's white, yeah. Mm-hmm. We all come back in white in a way.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, David.
What?
Well, there you go. There's another episode for you there to add to your burgeoning collection of new episodes. We don't know when we'll be back again because we're all busy.
It's hard to schedule time.
It is, and David's the busiest of all of us.
Am I?
Yeah,
I'm so sorry, guys.
You're the man of many voices. You're in a computer game.
Yeah, I'm doing some more voiceover for the BBC.
What are you doing?
I voice a show called The Sheriffs Are Coming about high court enforcement agents.
Oh, so you're like the Tony was having problems.
That's me, yeah. They just get me to say Tony was having problems.
That's weird they have to fit the show around that phrase every week.
It's 6:30 a.m. and Tony is having problems.
Nailed it.
Can you put a word in for me, because I want to get into that.
Sure.
I want a four in the bed type situation.
How good is your David Reed impersonation? Because you could just undercut me.
No, I'm not going to do it as you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Can you do Dave Lamb? He does a lot of
No, I'm not going to do Dave Lamb.
He's the big
Can you
wig.
Do Morgan Freeman?
I can do Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, just do that.
Is it Duncan Wellesby does four in the bed? I want that gig.
Well, how well do you know him?
Not well at all.
Okay.
It's very hard to get into, of course, because it's very hard to get so old you can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's literally reading.
Mm.
So
you're saying I'm going to have to kill someone.
Yeah. Watch the space.
Even then, there'll be about 6 million people better than me at it.
Oh. Well, you know, I was actually on Songs of Praise in 2003. Well,
I was on BBC News.
And look at you now.
Yeah, I was on BBC News in 2017, and I got quite glowing reviews.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do people review that sort of stuff?
No, just some friends said it was good.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, they would.
They would. Friends lie to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, I was concluding, and we went on for another cul-de-sac. It's like we haven't.
It's our favourite bit.
I'll let you into a secret, ladies and gentlemen. It's like we haven't spoken in months. That's what's happened here.
And we've just recorded us having a lovely chat.
Yeah. Sorry about that. If you're tuning in for Lovely Mysteries, at least we gave you some closure on that, and reviewed a few films. So it's almost like, you know, sort of.
This didn't used to happen, did
no,
it?
No, 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 it didn't. It's like when you go to the garage and you're like, oh, I'll pick up a USB lead while I'm here. You went for petrol, but you came away with more, is what I'm saying. You
end up with a bag of SCART leads.
That's right. You came for the melon. You came for the petrol of mysteries, but you went home with the charcoal of conversation.
God, that's beautiful.
I know. Well, until we're around again, thank you for listening to us. Reviewers on iTunes. No one's reviewed us since last July.
Oh, wow. Yeah, dude.
That's shit. Sort it out. Tell your friends as well, if you've got any. Let's face it, you haven't if you listen to this. Follow us on Twitter, @AllRatherPod. And we'll see you next time. Thank you. Goodbye.
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 See the little goblin, see his little feet, and his little nosy woes, isn't the goblin sweet? Yes!
Hi, I'm Keza McDonald.
And I'm Ellie Gibson.
And this is our new show, Extra Life.
It's basically us talking to funny people about video games.
When I was a kid, it was Grand Theft Auto.
The Sinclair ZX Spectrum.
We talk about the games people remember from when they were kids and what they're playing now.
Guitar Hero.
The Last of Us 2.
Combat on the Atari 2600.
No, I love Pokemon.
Anyway, find us anywhere you get your podcasts.
Extra Life.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.